Bomba di piccola con Travescecco Passo. Welcome to Tom's Live once again. Once again, welcome to Tom's Live, the Vampire Show. Why would somebody who has this accent, which was Korloff or one of those guys, the Bela Lugosi or whatever it was, he talked like this and he went into acting? Who would think that this voice, or even this one here, what they had, they would go into acting? This doesn't seem like you would ever go into acting with a voice like I don't know, man, but they did. I want to act, I want to play the lead, and I like comedy, and I like to play a clown and a lover. It's like, I'm sorry, but we got a job here for you. It's just playing a creepy guy who sucks blood and wears a cape. I mean, great. Of course you are. I don't know, man. Oh, God, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm so trying to lose weight. I'm out there exercising and running and trying to lose. I don't want to be fat. I'm not incredibly fat, but I'm still a fat fuck. Trying to lose the gut. You know it's time, you know, when you're like bending over to tie your shoe and you're just like, oh! That's the sound of just the bending. Just, oh! And you just sort of have to hold your breath while you like tie your shoe. Ready to pass out, becomes a major effort. And I'll tell you what, like about a week ago or something like that, I was just trying to clean the under. I don't want to get graphic. I don't want to get weird. I don't want to get like sort of, clinical. I was trying to wipe my ass. Yeah, I wasn't. Well, I could do it. I'm not like that fat. I'm a little over a couple hundred pounds. But still, I'm only 4'3". So I should weigh 6 pounds. No, I don't know what I am. I'm like 5'9" or something like. So if it's after you get over like a couple hundred, 210, 220, you're fat fuck. It's just hard to do anything. You sit, your pants rip into you because you don't want to concede to the fact that wow, I was wearing these 34s. Oh, well, these 36s, and no way, 38s. And well, these are just must be a different kind of Levi's. Must be the slim leg. No. You just got to go to the portly guy section. You know, short and stout. Short and stout's over by big and tall. Short and stout. It's where the little people shop. The little short, stubby bastards. The little Greeks with their bellies and their little big fat thighs and their little heavy asses that are too fat. Go to the port, the little stocky side there. That's how I would treat myself. If I was in there selling, I'd be like, yeah, where you want to go? Look at you. Why are you looking over here in the slim side? Yeah, yeah. Go over to the fat boy, the little fat boy. I should be ridiculed like that. I should be put down, you know, because fat's not good. I'm sorry, it's not. There's nothing good about it. It just says that the pie hole is getting too much. Too much is going into the garage, and we're not moving vehicles out of it. You know what I mean? It's like we're backlogging in there. It's like, I can't get to all these cars. I mean, I'm trying to pinstripe. Look, I got tough. It's like a mechanic just like filling it up. I didn't put a back door on this place. How am I going to get them out of here? Oh, no. We're overflowing. All right, it's nothing like that. It's a horrible analogy. Just absolutely dreadful. I apologize for that. That's probably because I'm too fat. Too fat to think of something good. Yeah, I'm putting myself down. You have to, man. Because you got to get it. You got to psych yourself out to go lose weight. You got to say, all right, listen, you fat fuck, go do it. I'm even, you know, now jogging. Yeah, I'm jogging. Of course I am. You don't know. I could tell you anything. I could lie right now. That I could tell you I'm on a treadmill right now. How are you going to check? I'm not running videotape. But anyway, it's like, okay, so I'm out there, you know, and I yell at myself. Come on, push it, you fucking fat piece of... Come on, push! You know, those are from my old football days. Old football days in high school, that long ago, yeah. When your coach would yell, come on, Tommy, do it there. What are you doing there? Yeah, actually, a lot of them, I don't get this, had southern accents. I don't get that. I think, what is it? You know, so you're like, well, I want to be a high school football coach. And they go, well, could you do this? I was like, yeah, I could probably do that. Come on, Tommy, let's go, boy. In Ohio, they talk like that. You got it there. Come on, run around there, you fat little bastard. Come on there. And back then,
Back then, they told you as it was. They told you you were a fat fuck. Go run! Come on, Tommy, get around there. Come on, push it there.
Look at that little son of a bitch there. He can't.
Yeah! Yeah! And I always try to run like with the faster African-American guys that were always much faster. And this isn't some racist thing. They were faster than the little short, stocky, white bastards that could barely run. No, they would just, you know, as soon as like it went up like go, you know, they would clock you. Those guys were like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And we were like, fat whitey boys. So I'm trying to lose. I really am. Because it's not good. It's not healthy. It's not, you know, when you're going up steps and you're like, and you sound like you're carrying a wounded soldier up a mountain. Come on, Sarge. Hang on, man. We'll make it. It's like, oh, no. No, I got too many injuries. Leave me down here. Don't let me get in the way of you guys taking the hill. That's what it feels like. Good Lord. So I'm out there, I'm trying to do it, you know, I'm trying to do it, and it's like, it's dangerous, it's dangerous, it's dangerous. I see people sometimes you can hear thighs rubbing together, if you listen closely. Not on me, not to this point, but I hear them sometimes, you're like, you know, like a fatty's behind you. It's dangerous. Woman could be like walking by like a freaking gas pump, you know, and her pantyhose are rubbing together. Friction. No, lady, get over, don't go near that. There's some heat coming off those. Lady. And then it's like a Hitchcock film. No, lady. A spark. Thirteen people dead because their thighs explode the freaking pumps. It's bad, man. Earlier today, woman's pantyhose explode, killing 14 people. Story at 11. Oh, man, it's all bad news when you're fat. So I went to my doctor, you know, I said, Dr. Holly Molly, I've gone to this guy forever. Mostly because he's just a, I don't know where he's even from, but he talks like this, you know, he's a little short guy, little short kind of brownish fellow, but he kind of just looks like a bar stool, honestly. I mean, really, I'm not saying anything out of school. He just look like a little tiny guy. He got a big head, a round head. And he tells me, you know, fat folk people. Fat what? The fat folk. Oh, fat folk. Yeah, that's, I thought you, yeah. Well, you have to lose weight, you know, because you can't be a fat fuck, you know. Fat, there. He just called me that. Yeah. Humble, what do you exercise?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm starting to run and starting to, you know, get on a treadmill and start. No, don't do that.
Don't exercise?
Well, no, don't go crazy, you know, because you're too fat. You go crazy, you know, you go hurt your leg, your butt, or your kidney standing, you know, hit your hamstring, going to pull that muscle, you know, get all cold. Then pretty soon you're going to be on the bed, fat bastard on the bed. I can't get up, you know, and you want to eat a pie.
Oh, yeah. I see. It's like a domino thing.
Like a domino.
Exactly.
How much do you eat? What do you eat in the morning?
Oh, like a breakfast?
Like a breakfast.
Well, breakfast would be, I think, usually, I mean, this is what I have, something healthy. Like a oatmeal. I have like an egg white, a wheat toast, a glass of juice, maybe a little yogurt.
No, that's all good.
That's it for breakfast?
No, that's it for the whole day. No, you can't eat more than that. You already eat too much. That's why you're blowing up like a raft. You know, you start to you're big and fat. You can't eat that much. That's a problem. Cut it back. That's all you can have the whole day. Eat a banana, maybe some nuts. That's all.
Oh, gee. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's, we'll do it.
And eat, drink the water, and also here. Take these pills. They're diet pills. They work like god dandy pants.
Oh, I got some diet pills. Yes. The magic pill. All right, everybody. Well, I've got to go work out. Yeah, right. I'm going to go get a pizza. Thank you for listening to Tom's Life. I love you. God, I love you so much. Okay.